With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Congress hands President Trump another win. The House has given final approval to a bill that rescinds about $9 billion for foreign aid and public broadcasting. NPR and PBS were set to collect $1.1 billion of the total. And don't be surprised to see more GOP-led belt tightening.
Oklahoma Senator James Lankford says all Republicans agree there needs to be a second reconciliation bill.
The problem is there's no clear definition of what that is.
Lankford says even though Republicans enjoy the majority, as he puts it, they need to get their ducks in a row when it comes to the types of spending that can be addressed in a second bill.
Rescissions are about annual spending. Reconciliation is about mandatory spending.
Lankford tells the Salem Radio Network his party may need a few more months to decide what budget and spending issues should be addressed in a second bill. Bob Agner reporting.
Striving to be fully transparent when it comes to President Trump's health, the White House says Mr. Trump has been diagnosed with what's known as chronic venous insufficiency.
It's a fairly common condition in older adults when blood flow valves don't work properly. The White House said the president underwent a medical checkup after he noticed mild swelling in his legs. A spokeswoman also said bruising on Donald Trump's hand that's been covered up by makeup is consistent with irritation from his frequent handshaking and the use of aspirin.
White House correspondent Craig Clugston. The president is asking Attorney General Bondi to expedite the release, subject to court approval, of all relevant grand jury transcripts from the Jeffrey Epstein case. Southern Louisiana is reeling after torrential rains unleashed flash flooding. Forecasters say that more rain is on the way. Watching Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures 58 points higher. NASDAQ futures are up 32 points. This is SRN News. A Christian bookstore takes Colorado to court.
The state has a law that requires people to address others by their preferred pronouns, even if they don't fit the person's actual biological sex. That's a problem for the Christian owners of born-again used books in Colorado Springs, and they have retained Alliance Defending Freedom for their lawsuit. ADF spokesman Hal Frampton says, quote, "The state cannot compel Coloradans to speak in ways that violate their deeply held religious beliefs." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
President Trump's wide-ranging budget bill just passed by Congress seeks to defund Planned Parenthood, but other abortion businesses are targeted as well. Autumn Christensen of Susan B. Anthony Pro-Life America says it's about any big business or network that performs abortions. Taxpayers should never be forced to prop up an industry that profits from ending human lives. Maine Family Planning has filed a lawsuit against the Trump administration seeking to restore its taxpayer funding. This is SRN News. The FDA has dealt a setback to anti-vaping advocates.
Juul can keep selling tobacco and menthol e-cigarette. The Food and Drug Administration says that Juul's benefits as a less harmful alternative for adult smokers outweigh the risk of teens using them. It's a major win for the company, which has struggled for years after being widely blamed for sparking the teen vaping trend. Parents, politicians, and anti-tobacco advocates wanted a ban on the devices that many people blame for the recent spike in underage vaping. The FDA decision applies to both tobacco and menthol-flavored versions of the reusable product. Haya Pinjwani, Washington.
CBS canceling The Late Show with Stephen Colbert next May. Network executives insist it is a purely financial decision. David Letterman began hosting The Late Show back in 1993. Colbert made a name for himself as a critic of President Trump, took over in 2015. More details, SRNNews.com.